You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know why I was yelling. Maybe it's because my ears are kind of stopped up because I got drainage from the brainage. A little going on. Scratchy, tickly throat.
You do that a lot.
I know. I know. I can't help it. Jody, don't start. Don't start on me. Already. We haven't even talked about our delicious sponsor. The Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Delicious.
Aren't we supposed to be going over there to do something soon?
Yeah, we're trying to pick a date.
Okay. But they have all the back to school stuff. Even if you already sent your kid off to college, you can still go back and take them, you know, new stuff from Sweet Dreams.
Yes.
You know, mattresses and bedding and pillows and all of that stuff. The furniture that they have is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We know so many people who have followed our lead over there. Oh, because I think we were the first people ever to get Sweet Dreams Furniture in the living room.
Ever,
yeah. Okay. We were the first ones. Okay. That's why they call it the TJ and Jody collection.
Oh, do they?
Yep.
Okay, You're just making up all sorts of things.
Right. Well, you are one of their oldest customers.
Yeah.
You've been going there for a long time, Jody.
Yes, I know. I know. They're good people.
Yeah. And you knew them before they started running advertisements with us, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And you go in there and talk with them and become a nuisance.
No.
Like one of those, oh, God, here she comes. She's never going to leave.
Well, you were making me a nuisance for something that you wanted ASAP.
Oh, for that chair, for that. Well, ASAP, they had to get it from the factory. It was some kind of a, back then, they had some kind of a thing. It took a while.
Yeah. Oh, it was during COVID.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Hmm. That was the problem.
Okay.
Nobody could get anything.
Right. So I wanted the chair, one of the chairs that we got, the recliner thing for a big LSU game. And they sent us a loaner for the game
that
off the showroom floor. That's the kind of people they are.
And they were not advertising then.
No.
They're just good people.
Yeah, but even though they weren't advertising, they weren't on the podcasts and all of that, they were still attention seekers. they're a big look at me couple
they
over there.
Not.
That Katie and Greg, they're like, look at me, look at me. And that brother of hers dressing up in that costume all the time.
Matt.
I heard he went to his kid's school like that.
That's funny, really?
No, I made that up.
Okay.
So whatever you need, bedroom furniture, living room furniture, anything for the bedroom, it's great. They have a great delivery team, all kinds of locations around the Charlotte area to be able to get it to you. So very, very, very cool people to work with.
Yes, the best.
I'm sorry. Very, very cool people with whom to work.
Yes.
And you can go to acetj.com/mattress and check them out at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. All right, so I am, Jody and I started getting kind of scratchy, nasally at the same time.
Yeah.
Hers is already pretty much gone.
No.
And mine is worsening.
It's not gone.
I mean,
I didn't have a voice at all this morning.
Oh,
I slept
10
hours last night. And I mean, I don't feel 100%, but I'm not whining about it.
I'm not whining about it.
I didn't say you were.
I don't whine about being sick.
Mm-hmm, I know.
there was almost an incident, though, last night where I thought maybe my photographic memory had failed me. And I discovered today that it hadn't. I was looking for this chloroseptic or whatever. It used to be just called chloroseptic as a generic term. Throat sprays, though. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know I've seen some of that in the hive. Mm. And I thought it might have been in Lainey's room. No. I went looking, and she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. We haven't had any. We don't have any of that. I said, I know I've seen it in the house.
Right.
And then today I found it. It had fallen down on the shelf behind something in where we keep our medicines and all.
I don't ever use that stuff. It makes me gag. Mm.
But it's not good. But gross. I did see it.
Okay.
Photographic memory.
So, and I haven't had a sore throat. You've had a sore throat.
Yeah, I know.
Not me.
But it just started yesterday, so it's no big deal. No big deal. It'll last about 2 weeks. Be fine. I got to get used to it.
Yeah.
And I bet it was something that some kind of a cold or something that we got at that big swanky event we were at.
Could be.
Last weekend.
Yep.
Excuse me. I don't have an off button on these microphones, the home microphone. So we went to, it really was a fancy, swanky event, a political event, a fundraiser for the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina and Republican nominee candidate for the governor, Mark Robinson. And as a special guest was America's governor, Ron DeSantis from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met Mark Robinson, but never met Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal. It was a cool experience.
We went to a beautiful house up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
The views of that house were just crazy.
Yeah, and so this family hosted the fundraiser, and they had, you know, like catering of things.
It's crazy.
That, I mean, crab legs and all kinds of stuff.
Oysters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy. I'm telling you, nice. Fancy schmancy.
Super nice.
And I will say, they had two bars set up with professional bartenders.
Yeah.
I got a beverage from each. And both times with two different bartenders, they said, oh, wow, I wondered when somebody was going to order a beer. I was the only one in the whole place drinking beer. Even little friend Jenny was drinking vodka drinks.
Uh-huh.
And Michael, handsome husband Michael.
Yeah.
He only was drinking vodka. I was the only person in that whole place drinking beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fancy that you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I didn't want any fancy beers either. I wanted my Miller Lite. Miller Lite.
Did you?
Because I am who I am, no matter where I am.
First of all, did you notice the flowers outside of the house, and then that little stream that ran in front of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was so pretty.
Right, and then so Ron DeSantis's, I'm sorry, Governor DeSantis's schedule is boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's tight. This event was lasting from 5 until 7,
mm-hmm.
but. They didn't say everybody get out at 7, but Governor DeSantis had to be out at 7 before, right?
Was it
right
7 on 7. The was it 7 when he left?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't pay attention.
So we didn't get a chance to talk to him before before he was about to leave. So his assistant had it set up where we were going to have our picture taken with him as he was up in front of the door about to leave, and we did. And all of a sudden, we're meeting him, and she's introducing him to us. And then this wild group of women just jumped in the middle of everything. And one of them, right as we were getting our picture, jumped in the picture,
mm-hmm.
and like put her head on his arm for one of the pictures.
That was weird.
I know. And little friend Jenny is not what you would call a cultured person, an aristocrat, a sophisticated, type of what would you say?
I don't
what
know.
Do they call them? Socialite. She's not she's not really that. She's like, what the F is that crazy doing in the pit? Get out of here.
Ay.
So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else happened there, Jody?
I think that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw somebody I knew.
Oh yeah, we saw two people we knew.
Mm-hmm.
We saw one young fella that we knew through our daughter mm-hmm. who was there, and then Jody ran into a lady that acted like Jody's the greatest person she's ever met in her life. That was such a sweet lady.
Wasn't that kind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She used to live here, and now they live up in the mountains.
Now, there are a lot of moms that we know who have sons that are close to our daughter's age.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we run into one of them and they ask if Lainey is dating anybody mm-hmm. and we say no, they get this look of excitement. Really?
Uh-huh.
It's like Lainey is just like they've just been waiting to be able to say she needs to marry my son uh-huh. or whatever.
And you know what Lainey says about that? She goes, when that happens, that it will never happen, because if a mom is all about their son wanting to date somebody like me, it's not going to happen, because it's the mom suggesting it.
I thought you meant because she would be like they're wanting their son to date me because I'm not wild and all of that. So that means that the guy has been with nothing but wild girls that their moms don't
like. But the guys don't usually. Right. I mean, they know Lainey's a good person, so the boys don't want that, she told me.
Okay. The boys want wild, crazy, fun girls. Yes. Party girls.
I mean, she has fun, but I don't know. But she said, just know that if a mom says that, then I will not be dating that boy. Because the boy is not about what his mom says.
Okay, the boy doesn't want the same things for himself
that the mom wants.
Mom does. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So Jody's gonna. She needs some advice about something, and I don't know how this is gonna work because we don't get instant response on the podcast because it's recorded ahead
of
time.
I wish we did.
But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Jody needs help.
I like help.
Coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back. This is going to be something that, sorry, ladies, the men are going to be the ones who are all interested in this, what Jody needs help with.
Well, they might.
You think?
Yeah, maybe. So I planted on our screen porch two hibiscus plants, I guess back in April, and I've not done anything different. Everything's the same as far as watering and everything, and one of them is just getting big and it's huge and it's crazy. The other one is looking like the Snoopy Christmas tree. Like the leaves are falling off. It's still blooming, but it just looks sick. It's so scarce. I don't know. I put Osmocote on it last week. I don't think that's helping it. I know I had read before, if you give ferns Epsom salt,
yeah,
once in a while that it bursts, you know, it'll make them grow. But I don't know if I can do that with a hibiscus or if there's a trick to it. I don't know. And I know there's so many plant people that know a lot of stuff about it. I do not. I even asked my neighbor who is all about plants, and she asked me, did it look like bugs got on it? And I said, mm-hmm. I couldn't see any, but then again, I can't see. And I feel like this happened last year on the same side.
Is one side more in, like under the, like sheltered, I guess?
No.
Than the other?
No. And they get hot afternoon sun, both of them.
Are they supposed to?
Yes. They like...
they're tropical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's driving me crazy because I don't know what to do.
When did it start doing that?
Like...
Because I thought you were bragging, flexing on them the other day.
I was. It's probably 2 weeks ago it started. And I don't understand. It's the exact same pot, exact everything. One's in the left corner, one's in the right. I water them the same. I tend to them the same. But the one on the left looks like it is about to die.
Well, that's not good.
No, and I'm
saying, you don't want it to die.
So I know you don't get instant messages, but if somebody could message and let me know if there's something I can do to try to save it. Because it's making me sad.
Did you juggle it?
Yeah, I've tried. But when you say like hibiscus is, you know, dying or whatever, it'll just be like water, this. That. I mean,
you're looking for a hack.
Yeah.
A hack of some sort.
Some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I just realized we're both wearing Ace and TJ merch today.
Well, I went walking. Excuse my appearance. I went walking this morning, and I haven't had time to fix myself, really.
But
that's why I'm in this.
So you wouldn't be
that's
wearing
why I'm
that.
In this trash.
Yeah, that's an old one,
too. Excuse that.
That's a, what do you call it? What do you call it?
Vintage,
yeah. That's a vintage Ace and TJ shirt.
It's not even really black. It's kind of gray because mm-hmm. it's so old. It has my hair all over it.
Yeah. And we're getting ready to go to Nashville. We're going to Nashville to visit our daughter.
Well, I might be going alone.
Because you think I'm going to be too sick?
Mm-hmm.
No. Nah. I'll be all right.
All right.
I just may not be able to talk. That's the only thing.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I know. You would hate that. But every time we go to Nashville, we say, because we go a lot. It used to go more than we do now.
I haven't gone in a long time.
But when she was in college there and everything, we would go, you know. And we got to the point where we don't want to be down in the middle of all that stuff that people go to Nashville for. They go to Nashville to go see that.
For Broadway. You
know, yeah, Broadway and the bars with the music and all of that. The excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other places around that are really cool and stuff. But it's like, and then every time we go, then there's another, oh, wait, we do have to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I'm looking really forward to it because Lainey said, I know we don't usually like going down there, but there's a new, did she say it's new or is it
no,
just,
it's not
a,
new.
Okay, it's a blues bar
mm-hmm.
that she wants to take me to see because I love blues music.
It's in it's kind of off Broadway in an area called Printer's Alley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it safe? anything called an alley.
It's fine. I've seen it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to see Lainey Wilson's bar.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that really why we're going? And the blues bar was just a ruse?
Yeah.
We'll get him to agree to it if we tell him we're doing something for him.
I can go without you.
Hmm.
I mean, even...
So is Lainey Wilson going to be there?
No.
Oh.
I just want to see. I want to see it. It's where Florida... You've been to Florida Georgia Line's bar. It's where it used to be.
Okay.
I also haven't been to... what's her name? My mind's blank. She was married to Blake Shelton.
Oh, Trisha. No, not Trisha Yearwood.
Look it up. Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Trisha Yearwood's
They say
Brooks.
Her bar's cool. And then I don't, I know this is probably not a thing to say, but I don't care about going to Morgan Wallen's bar, but I know that's down there.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. And then there's another new one down there. Okay, I can't think of any names today. The one with the sunglasses. Eric Church.
And has Garth Brooks Bar opened yet?
No, and I think it's going in, if I'm not mistaken, it's going in where the Wild Horse Saloon used to be.
What happened to that?
Oh, it is open. She's been there.
Oh, and so the Wild Horse Saloon's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Printer's Alley's across from that.
Okay, I know where that is.
Remember we used to go to that little Mexican place because it was small and we would go listen to music in there and they nobody knew about it. It was kind of off the...
Yeah.
Printer's Alley's over that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
I guess, yeah.
So is that Saturday?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. That would be Sunday.
I thought I was cooking Sunday.
This is early afternoon.
Oh.
You don't need all day?
Yeah, Lainey wants me to cook her favorite dish while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creamy crawfish pasta dish.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say she wants it done Sunday for dinner so she'll have leftovers when we leave?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
But
you know, I haven't been there. You were saying we go all the time. I know I went last time by myself. It was November.
What?
But she's working full time. She's got her life.
When did we go to Indiana for your auntie's funeral?
Oh, we didn't stay.
But we went.
We dropped our son off in a parking lot of Cane's and picked him up in a parking lot of her apartment.
We had a nice lunch at Raising Cane's.
April, but we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't stay. It wasn't like a visiting.
Yeah.
Like I like to go in November by myself because then we can go to some like girly things that you don't do.
Okay.
Oh, there's so much there. There's so much to do. You know, it's going to be hot. Oh, I did ask her, are we too old to go to her pool? And she said no.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think we are. Well, I am. You know, I'm sure those young fellows around there would like hanging out with you.
I doubt it. But she says no, so we'll see. But it'll be a fun weekend. She wants to take you to a little diner for breakfast that she's been wanting to take you.
Yeah. Now, when she's taking us to these things, does that mean she's paying?
I think.
Yeah.
I would think so. I
mean, she should take us to all kinds
time.
Of places.
Yeah.
Might as well just take us on vacation.
Yeah. She needs to take us to these things.
Take us to the beach.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jody says that she has a what she calls a dippity do moment. That's when it's something dingy that she does. She says if somebody's dingy, she describes them as dippity do.
Dippity do.
All right. So I don't know what this is.
It just happened.
But I look forward to hearing it, and hopefully you will too. Coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay. I am dying to hear this.
What a deal.
So Jody calls dingy things dippity-doo. If there's a person who is dingy. Like if she has a friend who's dingy, she'll go, you know, she's all dippity-doo.
Dippity-doo.
And so evidently Jody has done a dippity-doo thing.
Uh-huh.
And when was it?
Like an hour ago.
Okay.
So I was doing your laundry.
Yeah.
Before we leave, I was trying to get stuff done. And I put the darks in the dryer and I put the whites in the washer. Okay. So it goes off and I go in there and I'm folding the darks and I go to move the whites to the dryer. And when I do, I feel something kind of heavy in one of your pockets. It was my glasses, because when I put these red readers, so when I put the clothes into the washing machine, I guess they fell off of my head and I washed them.
Yeah.
Took these out. Look how clean they are.
Yeah, it's the first time they've ever been
clean. So if you ever wonder if peepers glasses can be run through a washing machine and survive, they can. And I even tested it. I was like, oh, no, can I still see? Yes, I can still see. It might have scratched a little.
Yeah, probably.
But
they weren't clean. In my pocket. You just felt them in the clothes.
They were in the clothes. Which one time I did that a couple years ago with a cell phone.
Oh.
In the washing machine.
Yeah, you dropped it into the washing machine?
You remember that? I was getting ready to leave, actually, for Nashville, and I washed the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing that didn't work on it was the home button, because that, mm-hmm. That was when I had the home button.
Yeah, I missed those home buttons.
So then I got back and had to get a new phone. So I guess I had the glasses like this, and I bent down, and then they fell in.
And you didn't even notice.
Started it, didn't even notice. And I picked up, I'm glad I noticed, I would have dried them.
Mm-hmm. They'd have been fine.
That is.
But that's not so bad. That's not as dippity-doo as your sister's thing that they did. Wow. Her whole family was being dippity-doo with the...
Oh, yeah, with the...
The emergency that was going on?
Yeah, yeah. So they all thought they could hear screaming, all of them. And so they were like, what in the world? And they live out kind of the country. It's quiet. There's nothing going on out there. So they start looking around. They go outside, her and my brother-in-law, Chuck. And they're looking because they're like, do you hear that? Everybody hears it. The little neighbors next door, I say little because they're in their 20s, they hear it. But they don't discuss it till a few days later. But they heard it, got scared because they thought it was somebody screaming. They were sitting on their back porch at night. And so they go in and lock the door. So anyway, they're still trying to figure out what's going on. And they keep hearing it. And finally, my sister looks at him and goes, give me your phone in your pocket. He had been on a TikTok that he forgot to take off, and it was playing over and over and over, and it was somebody screaming.
And so he's walking around with his phone going off in his pocket and can't find where the sound's coming from.
No, and then realizes, she said, I mean, what in the world?
I mean, that's just
so
dumb.
Dingy. They were all scared, and you know that volume had to be loud if the neighbors heard it.
Yeah, he keeps his phone about as loud as you do.
Yeah.
See, oh my God.
That was weird.
Yeah.
It was my alarm.
It scares me to death every time that
you're thing scared goes, of everything. You jump at everything.
But that is loud. I bet people
That's
listen.
Not loud.
I bet people, if they're listening to earbuds, they're like,
Somebody could go,
what was that? And
boo.
I swear we didn't
goes,
do that. We didn't do
no,
that with any,
me to take
any type of sound effect or anything. It just, that was weird.
That's for me to go take my medicine.
That was very weird.
It's creepy.
Ugh.
Yep.
All right.
But you are a jumpy little.
Little thing. What, Jody? A jumpy little what?
Little jumping bean.
I get startled easily. You know why? Because that happens to people who are always deep in thought.
The kids even make fun of you and send memes of people like getting scared that they think it's funny because he's scared of it.
I'm not scared of everything. I just get startled easily.
Yeah,
I don't like loud noises, especially sudden loud noises. And it's because my mind is always on a deeper level than everybody else's. So when there's a loud burst of a sound, it's like,
Also, if we go over bumps, if we go over a bump in the road, he goes,
Oh, I do that. Making jokes about my mom. My mom always does that. Like, that just jarred everything inside of me.
Well,
yeah, that's why I do that.
You do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What, I do things like my mama's.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that is absolutely fine. That is perfectly fine.
You do.
Jody.
I know it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But you do.
Yeah.
Scaredy cat.
But, I mean, that's loud. Everybody got to know that's loud.
That ain't loud,
and
you gotta, y'all.
And people do understand what I'm talking about. I mean, if people had to walk around and could experience the level of thought, the depth of the thought processes going on in my head all the time.
But how?
Nobody could handle it.
Do you listen to that Mark Levin on volume 5,000, and he's screaming and yelling, and he does not have a normal tone, and you hate yelling
because he's that brilliant that
so annoying.
But I do turn it down when he starts yelling. The part you hear, he's not even yelling. That you think is so loud, he's not even yelling.
I could never listen to him because of how loud he is.
He is a national treasure.
I know you think he's a treasure. Obviously.
He's a brilliant, because brilliant you freak man.
Out. Don't, like, if I raise my voice just a hair, why are you yelling? But yet he will listen to that man on the loudest volume there is, and all he does is scream and yell. So I guess if I'm screaming and yelling politics that he agrees with, he'll be okay. But if I'm screaming and yelling, take the trash out,
yeah,
bring it down a notch.
Well, yeah, he's not criticizing me.
I wish there was a way for me to, you know how like people who can't speak English talk on a phone, and I wish there was a way for me to tell him to tell you to do things.
Well, he probably wouldn't talk to you because you insulted him.
I didn't say he wasn't brilliant. But I can't handle the yelling.
Hmm. Well, I like I said, when he starts yelling, I turn it down.
Oof.
I don't turn it off. I turn it down.
No, you don't. You turn it down to volume.
But every time you,
500.
If, no matter what I'm listening to, if it's some podcast that I like or whatever, when you walk in the room, I get to the phone. If I've got it sitting on the counter, or whatever, I go to it immediately and
stop. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying... And I don't mind that you do listen to it. It's just, it blows my mind how you are so against talking loudly.
You're yelling now.
That you can listen to that on the volume you listen to. It makes zero sense to me.
Well, maybe. But I don't like it when he's yelling like that. It does.
Well, that's all he does.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I don't like it because of the way I am with the loud noises and stuff. But I stay with it because of what he's saying.
Mm.
That's how I can listen through it, even though I've got this hang up, this mental hang up with loud noises. Mm-hmm. And my hearing's not even that keen, you know?
Oof,
so
too much. Wait, it's
maybe
exhausting.
Because he and I are probably about the same IQ, and so that's probably what
okay,
it is.
Okay, so that gives you a pass to scream. Okay.
You know, because I could have graduated law school at 19 like he did. No big deal.
Mm-hmm. No, so if you have to deal. Do schoolwork.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, we got to go. Thanks for watching and listening. Love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, award-winning furniture, the perfect decor and gifts, and everything you need for the holidays. Located at Langtree, find out more at lilyandgrace.com. That's lilyandgrace.com. Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.